وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at justice, a concept that is essential for the existence of mankind. And we're looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. When it comes to justice, it requires people to establish it. And obviously it goes into levels, me and you being commoners or being citizens of a government or a system, we have to apply justice to one another. We have to be fair to one another. On a higher scale, we need a government, we need a person in power to make sure and to maintain that justice is applied in society and to everyone, and no one should be exempt and no one should be over the law, as we say. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he brought in a very delicate point in this regard. He said that khilafah and leadership and kingship and whatever you want to call it, or power, does not mean that people should be subjected at the point of the sword by means of bloodshed and force, and they should obey the ruler or the khalif on the account of fear. On the contrary, because sometimes those who come to power, they think they can establish justice by installing fear into the hearts of their subjects, in the hearts of the citizens, and they think that I am doing justice. And even now, when you look at governments who are past, even to until recently, people are looking at tyrants as justice upholders. Why? Because at their time, everyone was doing things perfectly out of fear, obviously. And they said, oh, you know what? Look at that system before. It was perfect. Everyone was doing the right thing. Nothing was going wrong. They don't realize that people at that time, they have lost their ability to speak, their ability to freedom, their ability to do things. Their rights were taken from them. Now, here where Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam comes into play. We've all heard the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, where he said, I worship Allah not because I desire forgiveness or heaven, not because I fear punishment. I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I find Him deserving of it. Now, that itself, it's a law Amir al-Mu'mineen has set, that when you deal with Allah, it has to be you have to deal with Him based on the fact that He is deserving of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme, is the just. He does not take the rights of people. That he says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, along these lines, that when you have a ruler, when you have a king in power, he has to be obeyed based on the fact that he is deserving of it, not because we fear him. So when we have a king or leader or what have you, if he's applying the justice of Allah if he's being fair to people, giving them their rights, then I and you should give our obedience to him, not because we fear him, not because we're under a threat, not because we have no choice, no, because we say that person is deserving of it. Now, let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam wanted to establish the notion that when there's a ruler, he needs to be obeyed based on the fact that he is deserving of obedience. With Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he himself, he required the obedience of people. This obedience, is it going to increase the treasury of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Would it give him more deeds in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would it make him more richer, more stronger, more powerful? On the contrary, he said, the more obedient you are to me, obviously based on the fact that I am deserving of such obedience, it means I am serving you well. It means I am being at your service. It means I am giving you your rights. It means I am applying the human rights. That's what it means. So if you obey me, you just make my job easier to make your lives much easier. Because when Amir al-Mu'mineen had to go to war with the people of the Camel, of the people of the Safin, of the people of Nahrawan, those people did not give allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen or obedience to him. In return, they made it difficult for Amir al-Mu'mineen to establish justice, to establish human rights, to give people what they require. They made it difficult for him. But if people gave Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam obedience as he deserves, then you would have seen the course of history would have changed. And now that's the notion, and this is the ideology that Amir al-Mu'mineen brought forward, that he says, if you're in power, you require obviously the obedience of people, but such obedience has to come because you are deserving of it, meaning that you are serving the people, you are with the people. Not that you live in your castles and you're enjoying your life and you're having your servants and everything is brought to you in golden plates while people in the streets are suffering. As a king, as a ruler, doesn't matter who you are, you need to be in the streets with people. You need to feel their pain. You need to see their suffering. You need to come to their help, to their aid. And that is exactly what Amir al-Mu'mineen did. He used to walk in the morning and in the afternoon in the markets of Kufa, going around making sure no one's rights have been taken, solving the problems of people, sitting with the commoners, holding up courts, judging between people. That was his primary job. He did not say, well, I am the king, I am the Khalifa. If you have any problem, go to court, go to the judges, they will deal with you. I am not going to walk in the market by myself. I need a parade, I need an army, I need bodyguards. That wasn't Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was with the people. And therefore, he was very deserving of obedience of people. And if people gave him full obedience at that time, then their lives would have been different. Their lives would have been literally a heaven. But sadly, people sometimes, as humans, we get greedy. And in the process, we lose and we don't give ourselves the rights that we deserve by ourselves. We cause our own destruction by ourselves. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.